Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is November 4th, 2021, 8:41 p.m. on the East Coast. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I would like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Edain, to please call the roll.
I will do so. Excuse me. Chris Corey.
I am here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa? We'll make a second round.
I'm here. I'm here, Marion. Sorry.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Has anyone heard from Jose Gutierrez? Okay, I hear nothing. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne? We'll come around a second time. Ali Lexa.
Here.
Good. Thomas O'Rourke.
Present.
Good. Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. I'm jealous. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton. James? Excuse me, everyone. I'm about to sneeze. Okay. Try again. Andrea Turner.
Here.
Good. Beth Von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees asked for an excused absence. He is ill. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Good. Let's go around again. Dwayne Lark. I hear nothing. Okay, James Sagerton. James? I hear nothing. Okay. Lydia Brazan. Lydia? I hear nothing. Anita Sims. Anita? Nothing. Polina Vasiliev.
James, hello.
Present.
James. Good.
Yeah, I was just on the phone with Anita. She is on vacation. Let's use it or lose it. So we're going to have Julie on the call later today.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev. Polina, you are there.
Present. I said present. Thank you.
I'm sorry. John Tatum.
Here.
Good. I believe I'm here. So the only one we haven't heard from is Dwayne Lark. And do we know where Lydia is?
I just got an email from her. I'm sure she'll be coming shortly.
Okay. Well, we have a quorum.
Chair, this is Polina. Just a quick note. I think I mislabeled a couple of people. Could Wally James speak up? Please, I think. Aha, you're Andrea Turner. Let me.
Wally's here.
Okay, great. Uh-oh. That's Wally. So who did I call Wally now? Wally. Let's see. Could Sabrina? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sabrina, could you speak up?
Lydia's here, and I'm going to mute.
Okay. All right. You know what, guys? If you don't mind, I don't want to interrupt this. Why don't you keep going? Whenever you speak up, I'll rename you. I think there are two Wallys now. I think that the other was...
Am I Wally?
No, you're not Wally. I'll rename you now, Lydia. Yeah, there's somebody right now anyways, I'll fix it. I'll be in the background. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay. So... That takes care of the roll call. I have an announcement here. The Pacifica National Board met in closed session to discuss labor and financial matters of a proprietary nature and approve the union contract for KPFK. This was a report out from our closed session meeting on October 21st, 2021. Okay, excuse absences. I heard about Tom Voorhees. Anybody else? Okay, can we get a motion to excuse Tom Voorhees?
James, so moved.
Can we have a second on that?
Seconded, Ron.
Okay, any objections? Okay, the motion passes. Timekeepers, who would like to be the timekeeper for people?
I'll do it, Alex. This is Heather.
Thank you, Heather. What about topics? Who would like to be timekeeper for topics?
I'll do that.
Okay, that was Lyndon. Thank you, Lyndon. I have furthermore an announcement about the affiliates election. I need to bring up the Pacifica bylaws for that announcement. Give me a second here. Oops. I had it open a minute ago. Okay. I don't know.
Do you want me to be the chair since I reminded you to make the announcement?
No, I'll read it. Give me a minute.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay, this is in conformity with Article 5, Section 4, Item B, on how we elect affiliate directors. And it says here, as the first order of business and given 30 days advance notice at a board meeting in December each year, the directors present and voting, excluding any then current affiliate or at-large directors from the vote, shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect two affiliate representative directors from the nominees submitted by affiliate stations and or affiliate station associates using the single transferable voting method. Affiliate directors shall serve for a one-year term, which shall commence with their seating at the regular January board meeting. So what we're doing tonight, we are providing the 30 days notice. And we will, at a meeting in December, we will be interviewing nominees for the affiliate directors and schedule a vote for the affiliate directors. And the due date, by the way, for nominees is November 15th. So if any of you know of anybody who would like to apply for the position of an affiliate director, please let them know and let them know that their nominations must be sent to the secretary of the Pacifica board no later than November 15th. And they need to provide both a resume, an explanation of why they want to be an affiliate director, and a note from the manager of their station or from an affiliate association that endorses their candidacy. Okay. Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay. Then let's proceed then to the next order of business. Next order of business is the approval of the agenda. And let me read the items that are proposed for tonight's agenda. Agenda approval, 10 minutes. Approval of minutes for open session of August 5th and October 7th, 5 minutes. followed by a report from the interim executive director and questions and answers. That's 10 minutes. I did schedule a report from the National Election Supervisor, but I have not heard back from her, so I don't think we're going to have that report. So leave that off the agenda. Then there's going to be a motion on amending the bylaws amendment timeline. That's a 10-minute item. That's followed by committee reports. And that's all together. It looks like 35 minutes for committee reports. Followed by new business. There's a motion. There are two motions from the KPFA LSB under new business, and those are 10-minute items. And after that, we adjourn. So that's the draft agenda. Can I get a motion to approve the draft agenda? Anybody?
So moved.
Okay, can I get a second?
This is Heather, I second.
Okay, does anybody have any amendments or they wish to?
Chair, I have a request for information. The Elections Committee is providing a report, and contained in its report, there is a motion. So would that be in order when that report comes up?
Motions are always in order when, as part of a committee report, of course.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Yes, I'd like my report, which I think will mostly consist of questions, if any, after the committee reports, and I would also like to recommend that the KPFA motion be handled in closed session, since it involves litigation and proprietary issues.
Are you talking, well, there's two motions from KPFA. Are you talking about both of them or one of them or what?
No, I think I'm talking about both of them. Wait, let me see.
Both of them, okay.
Yes, I am talking about both of them.
Okay, would somebody make a motion to change the agenda to have those motions discussed in closed session?
So moved.
Chair? I second Chris's motion.
Okay. Do we have any objection to that?
Point of information, Chair. Are these in one of the attachments Lydia sent?
They're in the appendix to the agenda.
All right. Thank you.
Chair, this is Paulina. They're actually in the agenda proper.
There any item. Oh, you're right.
New business.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're right there. You're right.
Thank
you. Okay, and was there another, did somebody else want to make another amendment? I forget.
No. Lydia Posse's hand is up, Mr. Chair.
This is Lydia. The first one was to move the IED report to after the committee report.
Do you want to present your report after the committee reports?
I explained you one.
Yes, and then the other one, yeah, because I don't really have a report except to have questions. And then, I do have one for all my issues that are in closed session. And then the second one was about the KPFA motions being moved to executive session.
No, okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay. No worries.
I'm on a call. Does anybody can we get a motion to change that agenda item to move Lydia's report after the committee reports?
Lydia Ponce so moves.
Okay, thank you, Lydia.
Second, Lawrence.
Okay, thank you for the second. Are there any objections to that? Okay. Are there any other does anybody else have any amendments they wish to offer?
Lydia Ponce.
Lydia, yes.
I just want to make sure that we're on a timely, respectful schedule where we have a hard stop, basically, if we have a check-in at a particular time, because we do have a closed session, and to be respectful of Lawrence's time as he's in Puerto Rico. I just want to make sure that we have something to an agreement so we don't keep extending to the point where it's 11 at night, West Coast time, or 1 in the morning everywhere else.
We can, it should have been it should have been added actually to the agenda, but we can put in a hard stop at 10:30.
Chair, may I seek recognition, Lawrence?
Yes, Lawrence.
I appreciate my colleague from KPFK, Lydia Ponce, being concerned about my work in Puerto Rico, but I'm available for the whole meeting. So thank you very much, Lydia, for your consideration, as always.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Chris Corey.
Yes, Chris.
I would like to amend the agenda to have a time certain of 10:30 on this meeting to move to closed session.
I second that, Chair. Lawrence Reyes.
Okay. Is there any objections to that? Okay. Any further amendments anybody wish to offer?
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia again. I think someone will have to make a motion to move the two KPFA LSB motions to closed.
We already did that. So, didn't we already do that?
Yeah, we did that.
Yes, it's done.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. I thought you just moved to move my report to after committee.
Did both.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So, there are no further amendments. Are there any objections to the draft agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, the draft agenda as amended is adopted.
Somebody mute, please?
Shuffling papers or something.
Yes, scraping or something.
Yeah. Okay, so let's hear from the, the open session minutes.
Chair, may I make a request, Chair Lawrence? If you could share the agenda when it gets to that point, with us on the Zoom.
Paulina, do you want to share the agenda? Or do you want me to do it?
I'm sorry. What's the question for me?
Lawrence would like the agenda shared.
Yeah, on the screen? I can, am I allowed to? Okay, sure.
I'll
share it, no problem.
I think as a co-host you're allowed to, but if you can't, I'll do it.
Check. Yes, let me just prepare the screen. I'm doing it. Okay, one second. I'm sharing the right agenda. I have a bunch of stuff open. Here it comes, here it goes. Okay, yes, about to share the screen.
Dwayne Lark seeks to be recognized.
Hey, Mr. Lark, are you announcing that your presence?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. We have open session minutes from August 25th and October 7th. Does anybody have any corrections to offer to those minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are adopted. They can always be corrected later. Okay, and we move the report of the interim executive director till after the committee report, so we skip that. We're not going to have a report from the National Election Supervisor. We will have one at a future meeting, but not tonight. Okay, so we go straight to the motion on timeline for the bylaws amendment. Lawrence, do you want to read that motion and speak to it?
Thank you, Chair. Can you bring it up on the agenda, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, so this is I think this is a pretty simple thing. motion revising bylaws amendment notice date and setting voting dates. Whereas, pursuant to Article 17, Section 1, the bylaws amendment process requires that in addition to posting the text on the foundation website, there shall be 30 days of on-air announcements at each station before voting may occur. Whereas the mandated announcements had not been airing, be it resolved that the previous record date of October the 9th, 2021 is revised to November the 8th, 2021, with voting by the 2021 station delegates and the 2021 PNB to begin as of December the 8th. And that the 2021 delegates at KPFT, WBAI, and WPFW shall convene to vote on December the 8th or some other agreed upon December 2021 dates before the seating of these stations' incoming delegates elected in the just completed elections. And that the 2021 delegates at KPFK and KPFA respectfully shall convene to vote on December the 15th and December 18th, 2021, or some other agreed upon December 2021 dates before the seating of these stations' incoming delegates selected in the just completed elections. And that local secretaries shall report the roll call vote on each proposal to the PNB secretary within 3 days, and that the interim executive director shall require all stations' management to submit weekly record of announcements to her copy to the PNB, and that the 2021 PNB shall vote on the proposed amendments prior to December the 31st, 2021. And that was submitted by directors myself, Lydia Ponce, Wayne Law, Tom Voorhees, Thomas O'Rourke, and Rob Pointer. Thank you, Chair.
Right. I think this is a 10-minute item. I'll take a stack. Well, first we need a second on that. Does somebody want to do the second?
I second Linda Ponce.
Okay.
Thank you,
it's actually been seconded according to this anyway. Okay, who wants to be on a stack?
Ron with a question.
Ron, okay. Who else?
That was Ron.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, my question is this. You want to start this notice date for the 8th of November, and you want the carts to be up and running for 30 days after that point. Is there any consideration as to whether the stations can do that? Okay, you know, it's at short notice. Is there any reason why that notice date could not be at least moved to the week after, so the stations can retool and get those carts produced so they can run? Since part of this motion is a requirement that they report it's run times and things. So that's my question. Is there any reason why these carts or this notice date can't be moved to December? I mean, excuse me, to the second week as opposed to the 8th. And my other question is this: you were also saying that you gave two arbitrary dates for certain LSVs to convene. You gave them the option of meeting at a certain date. You gave them the option of meeting at a certain date or at a time or date determined later. Why not just leave that open, you know, to the LSV? And you know, as long as the vote is taken by a certain date.
Chair, may I address Mr. Pinchback's question?
This is really not a question and answer session. This is a debate on a motion. But anybody who wants to be on the stack can, if they feel like it, answer that, and I'll be glad to try.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
You need to put me on the stack too, Chair. That may be questions.
Okay, but Lydia, I'll put you, I'll put myself on the stack also. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I had a heads up actually from Alex at the beginning of the week, or maybe it was Sunday. And so I did put out an email to all of the general managers and the program directors, giving them a heads up that I expected this motion to be passed for November 8th. It's two lines. I mean, it's only the card is only two lines. I sent the sample card. All they have to say is that this ballot, there's a ballot for bylaws amendments, and they can go to Pacifica.org to look at the amendments and the procedures. So it's not a lengthy card. I can't imagine that anyone would not be able to produce such a card in just a few minutes. So, but they've all been notified at the beginning of the week, realizing that this was going to come up. And yes, I don't know the answer to the second part, because in the past, yes, we always left it open without the dates, just that it had to be by such and such a date, and then the LSVs scheduled accordingly. So I don't know. I'm anxious to hear what the rationale was for that.
Thank you, Lydia. Appreciate that. That resolves my question on that matter. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay. Let me go on this one. The reason that the December 8th date is there is to encourage the existing delegates to vote on this referendum, because after December 8th, new delegates will be seated on at least at some of the LSBs, if not all of them. They're going to be seated throughout December. So it seems like it to me, it makes more sense to have the governing bodies that introduce the amendment vote on the amendment, rather than have some of the governing bodies that introduce the amendment vote on the amendment and other incoming governing bodies who are brand new be asked to vote on the amendment. I think it becomes a little chaotic if we do it that way. So that's why that date is there. Anyway, Lawrence, you want to say anything?
Thank you, Chair. And thank you for your question, Mr. Pinchback. So there's only 30 days in November, right? So that sort of, for lack of a better word, that steals us from that additional date. From what I understand, the KPFA LSV meets once every 2 months, right? So that gives them the sort of leeway to be able to vote on the amendments. And then I completely associate myself with the remarks made by the chair in regards to it is not my desire. It's my desire that the bylaws requirement in this article be implemented and followed. And Lydia has done the groundwork to get those announcements up in the air. So, and the reason why this motion is coming to amend the previous notice date is because of the requirement of announcements made for 30 days in regards to the timeline. Thank you.
But point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes, I'm Ron.
Point of information is this. The delegates that have been elected in this recent election, it was my understanding that those delegates don't take their seats officially until January. So
well,
how can they vote?
True. They take
okay, well, please explain that, because that was my understanding.
No, they take the LSB delegates take their seats in December at the first meeting of the LSB in December.
And also officially.
Yeah, if anybody else wants to speak, please raise your hand or ask to be recognized.
Mm-hmm. Lyndon for the stack.
And Lyndon?
Yeah, I believe maybe the P&B won't be, new P&B members won't be seated until January. But what is exactly is the, oops, there's our timer.
What else?
Time for this. So I move that we extend time for 5 minutes.
I'm hearing some Somebody needs to mute themselves.
My answer has been questioned, and thank you very much.
Yeah.
I move to extend time for 5 minutes.
Are we expired on the time for this?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, so are there any objections to extending for 5 minutes?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so my question, I do have a question. Why exactly are we moving this from October 9th to November 8th? Is it because there have not been any announcements on any of the stations?
That's correct.
Thank you.
The original timeline could not maintain it because there was a failure to broadcast announcements about it, so we have to shift the timeline. Anybody else? So I guess we'll go to a vote. Are there any objections to this motion?
Mr. Chair, this is a parliamentarian. My hand is up.
Yeah, John?
I put something in the chat for you because I saw something that was in this that was not gender neutral. If you could look at your chat and see if you need to make that correction.
Okay, the correction is that the interim executive director shall require all station management to submit a weekly record of the announcements that shall also be copied to the PNB.
To her was taken out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Does anybody object to making that really, it's not a substantive change, but it's a change to make the language proper. Is that okay? Okay. All right. So one more time. Are there any objections to to this motion, which is amending a previously passed motion of the board? Okay, hearing none, the motion is passed, and the new notice date for bylaws amendments is November 8th. There are some bylaws amendments that have been previously proposed that they will not be officially entertained until the new notice date. And if anybody else has any new amendments they want to propose, all they have to do is let the secretary of the PNB know before November 8th. And in order to propose them, you have to have 6 directors sign on to them. That's the process for initiating bylaws amendments from the PNB. There are also other mechanisms. You can initiate them from LSBs, or you can initiate them from a membership petition. So that's the story. Okay. So let's move on then to the next order of business. And I think we're up to committee reports. First committee report.
Chair, could you give me a time on the motion from the National Finance Committee?
The motion from the Finance Committee is...
My copy doesn't have any time.
Oh, I have 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe you have an older version. I don't know. Okay, we have a report from the coordinating committee.
This is Chris. May I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
The coordinating committee met yesterday, and There was a lot of input and activity, which you see on this agenda. There were tons and tons of motions. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that we might not be able to get to them all tonight, but if we don't, we can pick them at a later date, I hope. But it was a very fruitful, probably the most fruitful meeting that we've had in months of that committee. So I appreciate everyone's input and contribution. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, we'll go on then. Finance Committee.
Thank you, Chair. The Finance Committee... excuse me, I'm on my phone, just had a call coming in. We passed a motion that I'm going to make now. It's, you all should have it in front of you. It's that the PNB charge NETA with devising an updated chart of accounts based on Pacifica's old and not followed chart of accounts and design a budget template with formulas embedded that follows said updated chart of accounts. This was passed without objection. And if I may motivate, Chair.
Go ahead.
First, I'll translate it into English a little bit. The chart of accounts is the way that you classify items on a budget or in accounting. And we've had some issues with things not uniformly being applied in the different stations. They each have their own chart of accounts for certain items. This will unify it, make it easier to understand for everyone involved. When we compare station to station, we'll be comparing apples to apples, so to speak. And just for example, there's one situation at one of the stations where expenses were being listed as administrative as opposed to program expenses. And this leads to difficulties when you come to organizations like Charity Navigator or just any donor who wants to give. Donors want to see more of the money that an organization spends go to the programs of the organization, in our case radio, versus the administrative costs. And so, for example, things like transmission lines to towers have been listed as administrative costs, when actually they can be listed as program costs, changes the ratio of our programming costs to administrative costs and improves our outlook for donors. Donors want to see that. And the other part of it is we used to have a uniform chart of accounts. We used to have uniform budget templates, but gradually over time we've wandered away from that. And so we would now have budget templates that are uniform throughout the network for the 8 budgeted units. Again, can be compared from the different units for comparison purposes. Formulas will be embedded, so we just don't have numbers in cells on an Excel spreadsheet. We'll have the way that the numbers were arrived at. So it's more meaningful when you look at what you see on a spreadsheet. And that's basically it. Again, this is what we used to have. We've wandered away from it. This will be reestablishing. And finally, I want to say that we have been talking about this for years, and it was always considered that it would be an expense and a difficult task. In this case, NETA has stepped up and said that they would do this for us at no charge. They will translate any budgets that have already been submitted into the new system. Ooh. So that there won't be any additional work at the stations. And that's basically it. We thank them for that. They, again, this could have cost us a lot of money. In the past, there was a block to doing this because of the money that it would cost. They're stepping up to do it for free. Not for nothing. This will actually make their work easier as well, to have all of the budgets the same and the chart of accounts the same.
Lyndon, Stack.
Just one final point. This, in case I didn't say it already, this was passed without objection on the Finance Committee. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Lyndon?
Yes, I was going to chime in to say what Jim got there at the end, that it's going to make Netta's life much easier having this change and having it uniform. So that's probably the reason they volunteered there, will do it for nothing. And the budgets that have been submitted, what it'll really need is just for the business managers to just send in their raw numbers. Because what they do is they build it with formulas, and then they take the formulas out when they send it to us. So we just need the original. And we're also out of time on this item.
Julie, to the stack quickly.
Well, we're out of time. If anybody
else wants to extend 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Can we get a second on that?
Yes, Corey.
Can we make it 5 minutes and I'll second?
All right. 5 minutes.
I'll second that. Chris again.
Okay. If there are any objections to extending this by 5 minutes? Okay. Julie, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that now's a fortuitous time for us to consider doing this because we just started a new fiscal year. We're caught up on audits, and this will be really part of our, trying to get a clean bill of health with auditors going forward. So I think this will be a super helpful thing that, the auditors will look kindly upon.
Chris Corey to the stack.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, it'll also make the work of the NFC more efficient. That's a nice bonus because if we have uniform templates to look at for these budgets, then we can see the inconsistencies between the individual budgets way more easily. So this should improve the operating efficiency of that particular committee. Thank you.
Ron, what was that?
I heard Ron and somebody else I couldn't quite make out.
O'Rourke,
okay. Ron, go ahead, and then Thomas.
Yeah, my question is, it sounds like, it sounds fantastic if all the parties on board, like you say, the fact that we're getting it done at no additional cost and the improved efficiency. My question is, timeline. Is this something that we can implement, once approved? Would it be a month, 2 months, another quarter? Any idea about timeline as to when this process can be implemented?
Chair,
I can answer that, Chair.
Go ahead, James. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Netta offered to get us through this in 2 months, but it should not slow down the budget process at the stations. The stations can continue to work on their budgets and submit them as usual, again, because we're going to translate the information we get into the new format.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Anybody else?
Yes, sir.
Thomas, yes.
My comment was that I call me a little skeptical that the initial estimates were prohibitively high from doing this, but it sounds like Netta, through working with this, the accounts of a number of stations, have probably gone ahead and done this on their own to make their own, process easier. And that's fine. I'll vote for it. My question is, if you have there might be some philosophical issues, like if you want to charge something to programming because that makes your, one charge versus an administrative or general, or overhead, so to speak, and you have a different ratio. There has to be some some education as to what constitutes real programming costs. Maintenance of a tower, I don't suggest would be such a programming cost, but the costs related to staff and equipment and that sort of thing. But, so there needs to be some, and I'm not, who am I to tell these people the pros, but, it sounds like, they've already done this and now they're making a virtue of it, but that's great. I applaud it.
Thomas, if I can answer you, I'm pretty sure that there are lots of precedents in the radio broadcast industry for how you decide what is an administrative cost and what is a programming cost. And I'm kind of assuming that Netta, which has experience in this area, is just following those precedents.
Excellent. Thank you.
With that. Chair, may I also respond?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say very briefly that NETA is, I believe it is the preeminent and the largest firm that does public and nonprofit radio and television station accounting. It's a full-service media agency. They do accounting. They do our human resources. Yeah, they are fully experienced in distinguishing between the different kinds of expenses. But no, they haven't yet applied this new system to our budgets. And this would be helpful in having them put their experience as an overlay onto our budgets and our accounting in order to make sure that we get those things right in terms of what's a program expense and what is an administrative expense. And I think it is correct. I don't want to go too far out on a limb here, but I believe it is correct that in a radio station delivering the service of radio, that means that the tower expenses and the lines to the towers are part of the program. It's not part of the administration, which would be things like the accounting and other administrative tasks. That's all. Thank you.
We are at time. We are at time, Chair.
Okay. So let's go to a vote. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay. The motion passes.
Thank you all.
Okay. Next, we have a short report from the Personnel Committee. Sandra?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. This is brief. The executive director position was posted with a 30-day time frame. That date ended on the 24th of October. And over that time period, there were only, I think it was 7 applicants for ED. We're going to extend to November the 15th and see if anybody else is willing to apply. And that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ron, what a question.
Ron, go ahead.
Why are you limiting the search for such a, you know, short period of time? I mean, I don't know the normal time frame for such searches, but wouldn't, you know, 2 or 3 months be appropriate for such a position? Naturally?
Mr. Chair, may I be allowed to respond?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
There's no set rule. If the PMB decides that they want to direct the personnel committee to extend the search for 3 months, that is the prerogative of the PMB.
My question is, who set the deadline in the first place? Did the PMB set this deadline of 30 days?
No. The PMB did not set the deadline. The personnel committee did. We said 30 days.
Were we consulted about that deadline?
No, you were not.
Okay, thank you very much.
I mean, if y'all want to extend it for 3 months, that's fine with me.
Lawrence to the stack.
Lawrence?
Yeah. So just a couple of questions. I know that in the past it was a budget allocated for the search. So that's one question. The other question is, due to the financial situation we are in, I'm just wondering, where's the money going to come from to, pay an ED? And I also believe that the PMB should be consulted in regards to any extensions or anything like that. I think it's just common courtesy as well as the proper protocol. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, may I respond?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The money that was requested by the personnel committee and the PMB approved was $1,500. To date, I believe it's been like $359 for a 30-day advertisement in the current entity. And that's, you know, one of the premier and first and foremost places where people that are looking for jobs in radio will go, and where people who are looking for people that want to be executive directors will go and post their ads. As far as the time frame, you know, if the entire PMB wants to be the personnel committee, that's okay with me.
That's an appropriate comment, Mr. Chair.
Lyndon B. Stack.
Okay, so long story short, everybody wants to hire a new executive director. And the other question was about how we're going to pay them. But this board has already voted to pay the interim executive director. And so if we can find money to do that, then we can find money to pay a hired executive director. My concern is that after 30 days of notice posted on one of the preeminent places to post regarding radio, that there were only seven candidates who applied. And we have gone back through what was provided to us, the of Livingston Associates, and out of, I think it was 22 potential candidates, we winnowed it down to about 10 or 12. So with those 10 or 12 from a couple years ago, and one of our members actually contacted them and asked, are you still interested, and got positive responses from many of them, along with the seven new people that have applied, we're looking at, you know, roughly about 20 people. And if this board feels like, you know, this roughly 20 people is the pool that we want to look at and interview and winnow it down and select somebody, that's fine. The members of the personnel committee felt like we should expand it a little bit. And so that's what we chose to do. But if y'all want to do something different, that's fine.
We're out of time. Next report.
I move to extend for 5 minutes, Lawrence.
We're out of time.
Move to extend.
Well, why would you want to extend such an important item like this?
All right. We have a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Do we have a second on that?
A second.
Wayne Lark.
Okay.
And I request to be on the stack.
This is Lyndon. I request to be on the stack first, I believe.
Okay, Lyndon.
No, you didn't. No.
Yes, I asked a long time ago.
Right after she was speaking, I thought she was finished. And then Lyndon asked after I did. Long time ago.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, thank you. Sandra, could you tell me whether or not there has been more than one outlet advertised?
Mr. Lark, hold on, I can answer. We've advertised on about 10 different outlets. I don't have the number in front of me, but
the last 30 to 60 days?
Well, the original timeline was 30 days. We're extending it another 2 weeks, so more than another 2 weeks.
Okay, so I guess what I want to be clear about is, since you announced that you were opening up the job opening, there have been 10 places that were paid or not paid to advertise this in the last 30 to 60 days. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
And could you give me at least two other outlets?
Sandra, could you, I don't have that in front of me. Can you list a couple of the other places we've gone to for listing the job ads?
Absolutely. I'm happy to let everybody know that the executive director job posting was posted at Pacifica.org. We requested at Pacifica Affiliates Listserv. We requested all of the five signal areas at the Pacifica Foundation, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, the Grassroots Radio Coalition, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, AMFM Jobs, TV and Radio Jobs.com, National Educational Telecommunications Association, RadioCrossings.com, Public Media Business Association, Current.org, LA Times Classified, EqualOpportunity.org, and Idealist.org. The only two that I'm aware are charging us anything is Current.org, which was like $359 for a 30-day posting.
Right,
and the LA Times never responded, so I do not know that there was everything that there was ever anything posted in the LA Times. We wanted
my time is up. Finally, did you get a PSA on all the five stations?
We didn't ask for PSAs, Duane. We just asked them to post it in their jobs listings.
I understand. I'm just suggesting then that you have PSAs on the five outlets. It may be
That's great. I appreciate that. And you know, you're right. We should post it far and wide. We should get every one of our radio stations to put a PSA. We're looking for an executive director. Here's what you have to do to qualify.
I appreciate that. Appreciate you accepting that. And finally, let's remember that the current IED is not at full salary. So when the question was asked, where's the money coming from? I do have a motion, if it would be appropriate to put forth the motion, Chair.
Is this a motion about the executive director job search?
Well, I would entertain any question from the chair relative to my motion, not the members.
I don't actually think it is. You could have asked to put a motion on during agenda approval if you have a question.
Well, this particular item, I believe it would be appropriate since we are discussing an item. And it has to do with the process. I think it is appropriate to put forth a motion. Whether or not the motion can get seconded, I appeal to the parliamentarian on that matter.
Okay. Mr. Tatum, what is your opinion about this?
The motion to set a salary perhaps is premature.
Oh, no, this motion has nothing to do with setting a salary, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. This motion has to do with procedures.
But it would need a second.
Absolutely. That's what I thank you for that. I totally agree with that.
All right. Well, what
and
is your
two-thirds?
And it doesn't require two-thirds. It requires simple.
Well, actually, it does require two-thirds to put it on the agenda. As a matter of fact,
it's not a matter of being on the agenda. We're in an open session. A motion has come from the floor. The motion has been accepted. The motion has been seconded. It only requires a majority vote for this body to adopt it.
Mr. Tatum,
that's basic.
You're adding something to the agenda.
I'm not adding anything to the agenda. I'm discussing a matter that's on the agenda, which is a report was made. And now I'm responding to the report for a procedural motion.
We're
just
time.
One-on-one. Well, we might be out of time, but I asked to extend for 5 minutes to deal with this motion since it has been.
We did extend for 5 minutes. We're at time.
Well, you know,
Chair, point of order.
Got about three chairs here I guess. You guys are really pushing this thing on.
I want to ask Mr. Tatum again. Is this an item that requires a change in the agenda? I believe it is, but I'm not 100% sure. I'd like to get your opinion on that.
Okay, I would like to hear the motion one more time, please.
I have a point of order. The motion has not been read yet. I have a point of order, Chair. May I have the floor?
What is your point of order? Mr. Reyes.
My point of order is I believe Director Lard did announce his intentions to make a motion before the time had elapsed. So I think that part of the procedure is in order.
We're not debating that right now. I want to know if I want to know if this is constitutes a change of the agenda. If it does, then it requires a two-thirds vote to do that.
And I believe the parliamentarian said he needs to hear the motion first.
Yeah, I need to hear the motion, please. I need to hear the motion. What is the motion, please?
Hold on. What is the nature of the motion have to do with whether it's procedurally acceptable?
I can make a better determination if I hear the motion.
Well, the motion has not been exposed to us yet.
Hello, let Mr. Lark read his motion.
But I think the member is making a valid point that I don't think the parliamentarian has the right to determine whether or not that's your job, the chair, to determine.
I am asking the parliamentarian for his opinion. We know very well that the parliamentarian does not have the privilege of making a decision on this.
Well, he's reserving the right to either say that this is appropriate or not, and that's not appropriate. My motion reads, if we will, whereas we've heard the report from the personnel committee chair, whereas we also know that there have been an arbitrary and decision of 30 days and nine extensions, I move that the personnel committee be instructed to extend their search for 60 days from today.
Okay,
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
Hold on. We're still discussing a point of order. Mr. Tatum,
that motion is valid. It needs a second.
Okay. Then we'll do it.
I second.
Okay. I'm going to go on the stack.
Who was it that seconded, please?
Thomas.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I speak?
Give Mr. Lark a chance to motivate his motion. Mr. Lark, you have 90 seconds.
Chair, are we going to move for more time?
We need a motion for more time.
Yeah, this is Lawrence. I seek recognition to make a motion to extend.
Go ahead.
I make a motion to extend for 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Okay. Do we have a second?
Ralph, second.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to extending for 7 minutes? Okay. Mr. Lark, you have 90 seconds to motivate your motion.
And I'd like to be on the stack, Chair.
Okay. I heard you.
Well, obviously, it's difficult to push this forward with 90 seconds, but I'll accept that. The facts are that I've had the privilege of serving on the National Personnel Committee. I've had the privilege of serving on the local personnel committee and have never had an experience of 30 days to search for a station manager or a national director. I think this is very unusual, and to then extend it for a little while is okay, I suppose, but on the face of it, we took about 90 days to 120 days. In fact, a professional firm by the name of Levinson & Son. Now, Levinson Associates took about 4 months to 5 months through the first process that they used. So I think it's quite unusual that we're rushing, and I'm not going to call it any motivation, but it appears to me that this cart may have gotten behind in front of the horse a little late, and it appears that this particular members on this body want to make a decision to bring forth a list to the board, but I think rushing things are never a good concept and a good idea. So my motion is simply saying that we can use the material and use the efforts that this current personnel committee put forth, but because we will be changing membership in the next 30 days, it seems inappropriate to have some new talent and to allow new outlets, including the PSA, to provide us with additional candidates, fresh candidates.
Hi.
And it just seems appropriate to not rush this thing. And 60 days don't seem to be too much more time. And it allows the next members to serve on this board, to serve on the personnel committee, to have input.
Okay. I'm gonna speak on this. folks, if you want the personnel committee to do its work, then you will vote this motion down. Postponing our work, if you add another 2 weeks or 1 month, it's not going to substantially change the list of eligible candidates that we're going to interview. I think it's important that this body, this Pacifica National Board, finish the work of, that was begun by this body. I don't think you want to throw it into a brand new PNB with new members who have to first become oriented as to what the PNB is about. You will not simply be extending it by 30 days or 60 days. You will be extending the search for several months. So I urge you to vote this motion down and let the personnel committee finish the work that you mandated that it should do. Thank you.
Chair, am I still on the stack, Lawrence?
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
Is it my turn yet?
You can speak up to Lawrence, Sandra.
Okay, thank you.
And I think Ron's seeking recognition too, so.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ron. All right, so, I believe that the personnel committee is not the standing committee, of the PNB. I think the kind of disposition that the person that is chairing the personnel committee has, like making such a remark, well, maybe the PNB should be a personnel committee.
Please do not characterize individuals or their motives.
I'm not characterizing. I did not mention any names, and the person did speak that in this open session, so I'm just stating what I feel is my point. I don't mean to be characterizing or disparaging anybody. But the fact is that I think this is a rush. This is a rush job. And I believe that we should vote this motion up and approve it. I remember when I was the chair of the personnel committee, we had free resources, provided a lot of resources. There was free platforms to post the announcement. And I think, for lack of a better word, a lame duck session, personnel committee is not a way to seek a permanent executive director at this point. Cause you will be having new people joining, the PNB, and you have a lot of fresh perspective and a lot of ideas and probably additional resources. So that's what I have to say about that. Thank you.
Okay.
Is it my turn yet?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. However anybody wants to characterize it, this is the second time that I've been the chair of the personnel committee. And there is no right way or wrong way to do it. But I've already stated that we have posted all over the place. And the only ones that charged us were current.org. And the fact that we extended it for a couple of more weeks is obviously offensive to some. But I feel like there is no rush. You know, we have just been making it. We have just been, we have just been schlepping along. I don't know any other word for it, but to find somebody who wants to be the executive director of the PacificaFoundation.org, given everything that is going on, all of the challenges that we are facing day to day, is a challenge, and that so few people have expressed an interest is concerning to me. So if you want to extend this search for 6 months, a year, or whatever, my bottom line is that if you're going to do that, that's fine. But who's going to be in charge until then? And what are your criteria for finding the perfect person to run the Pacifica Foundation under this current government structure? So, I will abstain from any vote on this.
We're at time.
But I will tell
Mr.
you.
I reserve my right to speak.
I'll just tell you, if you want a different chair of the personnel committee, go
for it.
That's
been 2 minutes, Mr. Chair. We got to be fair about this time. But that's been 2 minutes.
Hold on.
Sorry. I'm going to mute myself now.
We need an extension of time. Does somebody want to make a motion to extend by another 5 minutes?